91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. So, my amigos, we've got so much to do, and I want to thank you guys, too, for coming back, you know, because this is, we take three breaks during the show, and you guys keep coming back. And as I said yesterday, with the likes and the retweets, don't think I don't notice who's supporting me. I really do notice because, well, even some of my friends, and I don't expect them to. They don't have to, you know. I can't be upset because of someone else's lack of doing something that I would do, because then what I'm doing there is judging that person by what I would do. But those of you who do take that effort, and I sé que no es mucho esfuerzo darle un like, but I really appreciate that. I thank you so much because it just shows me, okay, they like the content. They're enjoying it. Remember, if this stuff didn't work, if you guys didn't like the show with no name, if you didn't like FYI, and I don't mean like on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I don't mean that. I mean, if you didn't like it, why would we even go on? ¿Por qué seguir? So thank you to you who are always mentioning, retweeting, liking, favoriting, whatever it is. I know who you are, and I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. So thank you for that support. It's really such an important part for me because every day I get recognition, positive feedback for my job, and I don't get it from my company. Nobody does, ¿no? Normalmente la empresa te dice cuando lo haces mal, no cuando lo haces bien. So it's real, and Vaughn, I have to say that's not the case here in Vaughn. It's quite the opposite. But that's the general, you know, that's the way it is in general. A lot of companies are like, just do your job and hope you don't get fired. And, well, that's sad. Qué triste. So thank you guys for giving me that job satisfaction every day, for making me feel like you're getting it. They like it. They're enjoying it. Because everything I do it for you. Well, really for Lara. And then you guys are next. Well, my family, you know, Lara. Lara and my wife, of course. All right, let's take a look over here. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we've got a winner for today's Say What Soundbite. Now, we couldn't get a Spelling Bee winner, but at least we got a Say What Soundbite winner. It's Kubla. That's weird. I would think that the Say What Soundbite was a lot harder than the Spelling Bee, but not today. Insert devious laugh here. All right, let's see. What else have we got? Anybody else? We've got Born to Iron Man giving us all the longest reigning monarchs. Well, Born to Iron Man, just so I don't get confused, I'm going to go with my list, which I got from Wikipedia. So that's probably where you got your list too. We both Googled it, right? But I'm going to go with my list just because if not, I'll get a little bit confused. All right. So, let's take a look at our famous reigning monarchs, the longest reigning monarchs. And I got to tell you something. This ain't my bag, baby. As, Austin Powers says, esto no es lo mío. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. I like the King of Spain. I think he's a cool dude. I mean, I don't know him, but all right. He doesn't seem like Prince Charles or like, do you know what I mean? Like, so if I had to choose, yo no soy ni mona, I'm not even going to talk about my political, because I'm apolitical, really. But, if I had to choose a monarch, it would definitely be our buddy over here. What's his name? Juan Carlos? No, Juan Carlos was his dad. What's his name? Felipe is his name. I like him. I think because he's young. He speaks English. You know, he seems like a cool dude, you know? But again, I'm in general, as an American, you know how we feel about the monarchy and about taxation without representation. You know, that whole thing. We don't like it. Now, some would argue we have our own monarchs in the United States, our own leaders that are almost like king-like. Look at Trump. You know, you might like him or not. Most people don't. But he like had like a monarch like personality. Like, I'm the, what I say goes. Lo que yo digo es ley. You know, that kind of thing. That's pretty crazy. Felipe el Sexto. That's his name, right? Felipe. I always get confused, guys, because Felipe, Alfonso, Alejandro, el Mag, you know, I don't know. I know Juan Carlos. I guess that's the one I knew the most because he reigned when I was in, you know, when I was a kid. Rain no llover. Reigned. Suenan igual, eh? But he reigned since I can remember. So I'm more familiar with Johnny Charles, Juan Carlito, you know, John Charles, which he's in a bit of a pickle, isn't he? ¿Conocéis esta expresión? Lo enseñé a mi mujer ayer, mientras mi hija comía un pepinillo, de hecho. She loves pickles. But to be in a pickle is estar en un apuro. So, yeah, I think, I don't follow the situation, but, yeah, he's not, shown in a positive light at the moment, you know? And I imagine, believe me, it's not a Spanish thing. I imagine you have power, you're corrupt. Power corrupts. That's the way it works. You know, this is not my slogan. This is not something I say. I love it. Leonardo, hysterical. Buenísima, tío. The British monarchy is not my cup of tea. La monarquía no es lo mío, no es mi taza de té. Okay, all right. Hey, don't laugh. I'm laughing at his joke. It's not my joke. Don't throw tomatoes at me. Estoy tan acostumbrado de pedir perdón. I'm so used to to apologizing for my jokes. All right, the first one is, y me cuesta estos Roman numerals, eh? Cuidado aquí. Louis, we don't say Louis. We say Louis, like the French pronunciation. This is Louis the 14th. Let's say it with a British accent. Louis the 14th, and he reigned in France, not in England. It says here France. See, I had no idea. And he reigned from May 1643 hasta September 1st, 1715, for a total of 72 years and 110 days. So that's almost 73 years on the throne. All right, number two. Now, you'll have to excuse my pronunciation here because I've been to Thailand, but that doesn't mean I know how to pronounce the names. Okay, so I'm going to do my best. Bhumibol Adulyadej. Yeah, Bhumibol Adulyadej. If you live in Thailand, you know who this one is because he was reigning for 70 years in that country. 70 years. So very close to Louis the 14th's reign over there. And I think his son is in charge now. And I've heard some crazy stuff about his son. Like, they found him in Germany, like, walking around dressed in drag. And, well, in Thailand, that's not acceptable, you know. I'm not saying there's anything in the United States. In New York, you walk around the streets, you know, you're going to see people dressed in high heels and whatever, right? It's like a costume party every day in New York. Una fiesta de disfraz. But in Thailand, that's frowned upon. Está mal visto vestirte así occidental, un poco, you know, blurring those gender lines. They don't like that shit in Thailand, you know. I know in the United States and in the West, it's encouraged. Se alienta que la gente, that they cross-dress now. Yeah, I get it on Twitter every day. Yesterday, an account says, men are starting to wear high heels. And I'm like, good for them. En serio? We're going backwards? Yo lo que tengo entendido es they're very uncomfortable. So don't buy that. Don't fall into the trap. Wear sneakers, guys. Hey, do whatever you want. Suit yourself. Tú mismo, as we say. Suit yourself. So Bhumibol Adulyadej. And if you go to Thailand, you see these people all over the place. Like the king, the current king. You walk into like a restaurant, there's a big picture of them. You go down the street, there's a big billboard of them. Hey, they love their kings. The third one is from Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein. It reminds me of the artist, Roy Liechtenstein. Well, Johann II. It's a very small country, as you guys know. And he reigned for 70 years and 91 days. So just, he almost got the second spot, but nope. Next up, Elizabeth II. Elizabeth II, as we know, she doesn't just rule the United Kingdom, but also Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. 69 years she has been, iba a decir, in office. No, in office is an election. Te tienen que elegir por voto. This is on the throne. It's very different. You know, nobody elected her. So I want to clear that up. In the United States, even though we have our leaders and our monarchs, so to speak, they were elected at least. And now we can talk about the process, but that's a whole nother discussion there. The next one was the one that had a lot of apostrophes that I just didn't know. No sabía cómo cogerlo. All right. And this guy was the leader of Palenque. Now, Palenque, isn't this a word in Spanish? Palenque? Well, this was, this is down in the Yucatec Maya. Okay. It's kind of a site down in Mexico. I never heard of it. One of these ancient civilizations. So, but the important thing is there was record of it. So this guy made the list. Acabó en la lista. And we're going to try and pronounce his name here. Why not? Let's just try it for shits and giggles. Porque sí. Okay. Kinich Janab Pakal the first. Okay. Then the last one on our list is Franz Joseph the first. Cuidado con la pronunciación. También no es first. It's first. The first. Right? And so Franz Joseph the first is our last one. And what did he, tengo que ver, guys, remember, I'm not an expert here. Austria, of course, the Austria-Hungarian Empire, as you guys know. And he ruled for 67 years, 355 days. So he almost ruled. He was on the cusp es casi, ahí en el borde of 68 years. But by 10 days, it was cut short. All right, well, guys, we've got to move on. We've got a lot of stuff to do on the show. So what we need to do is we've got to do homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Because homophones. Homophones rhyme, they sound the same on the show with no name. 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 Show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And I need your help here. Not just in the homophone section, but I can't remember. I'm so lost in what I'm doing in the moment that I don't remember. I think I didn't. But you guys let me know and we'll confirm. Did I give you the Say What soundbite for the third time? I don't recall. Let me know and I'll give it to you now, if not. All right, but let's start homophones. And if I didn't give it to you, well, right after, I'll give you the third listen of today's Say What soundbite. If it slipped my mind, I'm sorry. I got so excited about my rant about monarchs and things like that. All right, so what we have to do in this section is, using a full sentence, tell me the two words that I'm going to tell you right now, okay? And I want you to tell me if they sound exactly the same. You can do that in one sentence. You can do it in two sentences, but you got to use full sentences. Why? Because it's English class, and that's how we do it, okay? So the first word is resentimiento o rencor, okay? Resentimiento o rencor. También es cuando se usa con la palabra interest, es despertar el interés de alguien, okay? So, otra vez, tiene dos sentidos un poco, dos usos. Y las vamos a ver, como siempre. Resentimiento, rencor, ¿no? And the last one would be despertar, cuando se usa con interés. Okay? So, there we go, my amigos. That's word number one. And word number two, okay, this is a word we have looked at. I remember looking at it in the episode, the Mount Everest episode of FYI. By the way, guys, it's another way you can improve your English. You got Vaughn Radio all day long, programming, even on the weekends. And then I've got a weekly podcast. I know many of you follow that podcast. But if you don't, do it. It's called FYI for your Inglés. And every week we will discover a different topic. If you listen to your Vaughn shows on iVox, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, well, just go for FYI. y dale ahí al follow. And get ready to learn not just English. All right, so the second word is cima o cumbre. Cima o cumbre. Excuse me. Cima o cumbre. También es pico, ¿no? Cuando algo está como en el uso máximo. O sea, se usa esta palabra cuando se dice temporada alta, que también lo veremos, ¿ok? So, what are these two words that I've just given you? And do these two words sound exactly the same or not? ¿Ok? Copernica says, I love FYI episodes. Thank you so much. As I said yesterday, you can't even imagine how much work goes into them. I mean, you don't show that part. No es romántico. But I put so much work and effort into every episode, the little details and everything. So when I read those comments, it's beautiful. Thank you. And again, if you like the show, spread the word. Difunde la palabra. The same way here on Vaughn Radio. Give it a rating. Valóralo, ¿no? And that's the greatest thank you you could ever give us. Spreading the word. Let's see. Born to Iron Man is the first one to participate in today's homophone section. Strange. Usually we have a few people, but I guess, no, people aren't too sure. Right? Usually when there's a bit of hesitation, hay un poco de duda, me da a mí que ha sido difícil. Okay, well, let's see. Let's see what you guys came up with. Born to Iron Man says, and sound alike. Okay, well, those are the two words, born to Iron Man, so you're half right already. Let's see what other people had to say. Lemura says the two words are and they are homophones. Kubla agrees. Kubla está de acuerdo. Acuerdo. Remember, we don't say is agree. Eso es un error muy, 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 muy común y hasta niveles altos. I am agree, ¿sí? Porque yo lo que quiero hacer ahí es añadir una K. Y ya dices, soy griego. I'm a Greek. I'm a Greek man. So I agree. I agree. All right, so, and I'm going to play the sound. I saw that, guys, but as I said, we're doing this, and then I said, after I'll do it, okay? So thank you. Thank you for reminding me, but let's finish this section, because if not, I'll definitely forget it, okay? So we'll wait a minute. We'll hold off, and when everybody has participated in this section, then I'll give you the Say What soundbite. We've got movies. We've got Double Trouble. We've got a lot of stuff to do, guys, all right? Connie says the words are homophones. So right now, you guys are telling me that the word rencor, resentimiento, which can be in English resentment. ¿Te suena? Resentment. Spite es otra. Spite se escribe. Es como sprite sin la R. Pero la que miré yo es pique. Okay? So the teacher was piqued, es un verbo regular, by the negative evaluations from the students. Piqued, right? It's angry, ticked off. You know, but also to pique somebody's interest, what I try and do by teaching you about all these different topics on FYI is I'm hoping to pique your interest. Because if you're interested in the topic, then you'll come along and learn English with me. So if you want to know about Mount Everest, well, in that episode, you'll learn 350 different vocabulary words, some that have to do with mountains and some that don't, obviously. So maybe it piques your interest. I hope at least one of the episodes will pique your interest. So that's the first one, pique. De hecho, se escribe como pique. Okay? So pique was piqued. All right. And the second word is pique. So do they sound the same? Okay. Pique, pique, pique. And peak, the mountain peak. Absolutely, folks. They are homophones. Now, here's a bonus. Who can give me a third homophone? I want a third one. Hay otra palabra que suena igual. So we just said pique. I hope this show piques your interest every day. We also said pique, as I said, como montaña, pero también lo usamos como temporada alta. So peak season versus off peak season. Bueno saberlo, porque si estás reservando un vuelo o un hotel, it's good to know the difference. You know, peak versus off peak. Okay. And Born to Iron Man gave us the third word, which is P-E-E-K. Okay. And this is vistazo, ojeada. Esto es mirar rápido. De hecho, ¿os suena de los niños? Peekaboo. Cucutras is how you say it. Peekaboo. So to take a peek es una vista rápida. De hecho, ¿os suena las películas? A sneak peek. Te voy a dar un sneak peek, una ojeada rápida. So the word peak, pico, cumbre, temporada alta, baja, como os he dicho. Peak, echar una ojeada. And peak, como piqué, sound exactly the same in English. So great job to all of you guys who figured it out. You guys are on fire today. And since you're on fire, I think we're going to give you guys a sneak peek today at the movies. Name that movie. Right, folks, that's right. It's Name That Movie. Oh, and a sneak peek. Pues sneak es a escondidas. So it makes sense. Una ojeada, pero a escondidas. Como no está, no lo vamos a revelar todavía. A sneak peek. Oh, and I owe you, os debo, I owe you the third listen of today's Say What Soundbite. So here it goes.
So the money and things like that, it is really not important to me at all. You know, it's something I don't think about. I'm not really even aware of that thing. It's all I really am conscious of is doing our show and making people happy.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the third listen. You're going to hear it one more time in the final part of the show. All right. Well, here it is, folks. This is today's Name That Movie. I'm going to start with the trailer, even though, aunque, you might recognize some of the names. All right? But that's cool. That's all right. Here we go. Selfish yuppie Charlie Babbitt's father left a fortune to his savant brother Raymond and a pittance to Charlie. They travel cross-country. So it's un poco boom, 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 right? So selfish, egoísta, right? Selfish yuppie. And a yuppie is estos que eran hippies y empezaron a trabajar para IBM y Apple y se convirtieron en yuppies. Okay, so selfish yuppie Charlie Babbitt's father, el padre de Charlie Babbitt, left a fortune, dejó una fortuna, to his savant brother. Okay, vamos a ver cómo se dice savant. Parece una palabra francesa, but savant, autista prodigio, right? Autista, so he was autistic in the movie, supposedly. Okay. And then his brother's name is Raymond. Raymond. And a pittance. Excuse me. A pittance. Es una mierda. It's peanuts. Es muy poca cosa. No? A pittance to Charlie. They travel cross country. Viajan de un lado a los Estados Unidos al otro. To travel cross country. I recommend you do it if you've never done that. I've done that trip, crossing the United States, going cross country, and it's awesome. I can't wait to do it with my daughter and my wife because there's so much more to discover. Remember, I come from a pretty big country. All right, well, the movie, I see Kubla, Born to Iron Man, Nata Lemura. Great job. The movie is Rain Man. Oh, what a great movie, huh? Rain Man. Oh, classic. Classic. Tom Cruise, Dustin Hoffman, playing brothers. You'd never imagine those two as brothers, would you? So let's take a look. The movie came out in 1988. I remember watching it. I think I've seen this one 20, 50, maybe. There was a point where I knew every line in the movie, okay? So Charlie Babbitt says, I'll tell you a story about my father. That car in the garage, okay, los británicos dicen garage, nosotros garage. That car in the garage was off limits to me. Ahora, la palabra off limits, lo sabes, si has escuchado el capítulo de Area 51. Off limits, que no se puede pasar, no se puede ir a esa zona, no se puede tocar, right, prohibido. So that car was off limits to me. He said it was a classic, it demands respect. And one day, I'm a sophomore in high school, segundo año. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Lo mismo para universidad. And I bring home a report card, tus notas, a final de curso, your report card. And it's almost all A's. And A es sobresaliente. It's almost all A's. And I go to the old man, me voy ahí a mi viejo, and I ask him if I can take the car out as sort of a A victory drive. Si puedo sacar el coche un poco en plan paseo de victoria. A victory drive. And he says no. Y dice no. So I stole the keys. And I snuck out. ¿Te suena snuck? Viene de la palabra sneak. Right? So to sneak out. En pasado, I snuck out. Okay? Salí es a escondidas. Right? So, okay? Don't you understand? Okay? A ver, me he perdido. Okay? Kubla's correcting my English now. So he says, did you say those two was brothers? Are you asking me to remember what I said a minute ago, dude? Check it out. Escucha el podcast y nos dices, okay? But if not, let's focus, okay? Let me just take a deep breath, guys. Okay, so to sneak out es donde estábamos. It's okay, it's funny, but it's a little bit distracting, okay? A little bit. And sometimes I gotta ask you to be on my side, okay? Not to work against me, but to work with me. I hope you understand. Don't take it the wrong way. Because now I'm not doing what I need to do and I have to go to a commercial break. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Atención, tenemos muy buenas noticias para ti. Ahora nuestro EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, también lo podrás realizar a mediodía, de lunes a viernes de 2 a 4 de la tarde. Aprovechate, llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Nuestro EMIP, ahora también a mediodía.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Baugen RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugen RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Baugen. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Baugen. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Baugen. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Baugen ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Baugen 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Baugen para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupobaugen.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. It's time for the fourth and final part of today's show. And it's time to look at our double trouble. Well, no, we didn't even get to our double trouble. See, we are way behind today, guys. All right, let's play catch up. Ahora vamos a, bueno, os enseño esta expresión. To play catch up es actualizarnos, ponernos al día, si es posible. Let's start with our say what soundbite. We need to listen to it for the fourth and final time, my amigos. So, write down what you hear. Here it is.
So the money and things like that, it is really not important to me at all. You know, it's something I don't think about. I'm not really even aware of that thing. It's all I really am conscious of is doing our show and making people happy.
Okay, guys, that's the Say What soundbite for the fourth time. Let's finish our Name That Movie. We didn't get to finish before. We were looking at the movie Rain Man, which came out in the year 1988. And we were talking about how Charlie Babbitt snuck out. He stole his dad's car when he denied him permission to use it, okay? So then Susanna says, you took the car with no permission? Why? Pero por qué? Why? And Charlie says, because I deserved it. Me lo merecí. Nothing I did was ever good enough for this guy. Nada de lo que yo había hecho era lo suficiente para este tío. Don't you understand? ¿No entiendes? We're on Columbia Parkway. A parkway es una autovía de pago. Four kids. Cuatro chicos. And we get pulled over. To get pulled over es que nos paran la policía. And Susanna says, accident? Era un accidente. And she says, what is pulled over? She doesn't understand the word. She's Italian. She says, what is pulled over? And Charlie says, you know, siren, police. Can I finish? Dice, ¿puedo terminar? Pobre, no lo entiende. He's like, can I finish here? He goes, okay, so we were taken to jail. Nos llevaron al calabozo. The other kids' fathers bail them out. Okay, nosotros nos llevaron al calabozo. Pagar la fianza o sacar de un apuro, okay, lo que ha hecho el gobierno con los bancos, todo eso, eso se llama a bailout. So to bail somebody out is sacarle de un apuro. What is the word in Spanish? Le dieron bailouts, rescatas. Rescata. So es rescate y rescata. In Spanish. So to bail somebody out. So yo lo diría a un amigo. Hey, man, thanks for picking me up. You really bailed me out. I was in a pickle. Toma frase nativa. So he goes, can I finish? So, okay, so we're taken to jail, and the other kids' fathers bail them out. Les pagan la fianza. Mine left me there for 2 days. El mío me dejó ahí 2 días. And Susanna says, he left you in prison for 2 days? Were you scared? ¿Tenías miedo? And he says, yeah. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I would definitely be scared. All right, well, there it is. It's today's Name That Movie. If you haven't seen that classic movie, it's a classic. It actually is like a modern classic. And it's great. I've probably seen it, as I said, probably about 100 times now. So check it out. It's Rain Man. But it's time to move on to another section where we challenge you with a translation with a twist. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble. I said double. Double trouble, double, double trouble, I said double, double trouble.
Hey amigos, it's time for the Double Trouble Challenge. And as always, folks, what I want you to do here is translate this sentence, but you have to use the same word twice. And that's why we call it double trouble. So are you guys ready? You think you can handle it? All right, here we go. Espera un segundo.
Algo me tiene controlado.
Ahí lo tienes. That's it. ¿Qué querías más?
So, espera un segundo. ¿Ok? O un minuto, whatever. Algo me tiene controlado. Algo me está como poseer.
You say taking control of you.
Pero evidentemente no es taking control, porque no te voy a dar la respuesta, ¿eh?
Okay. So, let's see. Let's see what you guys came up with over here. I see a lot of people waving. Hi. Now let's see what you got. The waving is nice. I like it. But that doesn't show me your English level. Let's see. Lemura is participating. Oh, okay. It's so close. Lemura, I want to give it to you because, I mean, let me see. Yeah, you can say it. I'm going to give it to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a winner. She is on fire, not just today, but recently. So I want you guys to give up a huge round of applause for your classmate, Lemura. Connie, excellent job. Pero es una variación de eso. So Lemura, Connie, excellent. Leonardo, it's correct. But nobody got the one I'm looking for yet. Well, kind of. Lemura, you're the closest one, and you're the first one. So, stellar job, Estelar. Stellar job there. So, let's see what Lemura said. She said, hold on a second. Okay, hold on, es espera. Hold on. Okay, hold on a second. Or hold on a minute. Ahora, puede ser literalmente, como espera, que no estoy listo, y espera, ¿qué acabas de decir? What did you just say? Hold on a second, what did you just say? Right, so it's not just espera que estoy tardando, okay? We use it as an interjection in English. So, espera un segundo, hold on a second. Algo me tiene controlado. And Lemura put, something gets a hold of me. Okay, that's good. I like it. But that means normalmente algo te tiene controlado, habitualmente. So the structure is what's kind of throwing me off, desconcertándome. But it's correct. If something has got a hold on you, okay, or has a hold on you, right? You really got a hold on me. I think it's a song. Me suena de una canción. Okay. So to have a hold. Now remember, in English, we have two options here. Okay. So we have, these English classes really have a hold on me, or have really got, o sea, con el have is they have or they've got a hold on me, okay? So if something has a hold on you, te tiene agarrado, okay? Es la estructura, to have a hold on you, right? Te tiene, you're fascinated, maybe it's piqued your interest, you know, it's something that's beyond you, es más allá de ti, it has a hold on you. No, te tiene controlado. So, excellent job. The translation, espera un segundo. Algo me tiene controlado. Okay? So that is, hold on a minute or a second. Something has or has got a hold on me. So, excellent job to all of you who figured it out. I gotta admit, that was not an easy one today, but you guys pulled it off. To pull off is lograr algo que parecía difícil. So as a reward, como recompensa, oh no, vaya recompensa, it's time for one of my hysterical jokes.
Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
All right, so why can't a snake rob a bank? Somebody asked me before, how do you make money without working? Rob a bank, I said. But even then, robbing a bank is, you got to like make an effort. So I don't really think there's any way to make money. Even stealing it, you know, from a museum or a bank, you got to make the effort. You got to come up with a plan. You got to go there. You got to do it. So is there any way to make money for free? I don't think so, even being a criminal. As we say in English, crime doesn't pay. And if something doesn't pay, no vale la pena. No te sale a cuenta. Piénsalo así, no sale a cuenta. It doesn't pay. Crime doesn't pay, right? So, Leonardo, I'd love to get my son and your son and my daughter in a race, in una carrera. That would be funny. My daughter looks like a drunk person when she walks. Again, and the same thing, I'm bringing up Leonardo and his beautiful son, because you mentioned it yesterday, and well, because even that holds true for you guys, you know? Don't compare yourself to Beatriz, because Beatriz says spelling is the worst, right? But maybe for you, spelling isn't the worst. So again, everybody is on their own journey. And I think it was, wasn't it Einstein? He had a quote like, if you judge a fish by how he climbs trees, well, that fish is going to think it's a failure its whole life. Like, you know what I mean? So some animals swim really well and others climb trees, but they can't do both. Well, if they can, then it's one of these, this is Darwinism. They learn to do it all. Amphibious, they fly, a little bit of everything. Okay, so why can't a snake rob a bank? Okay, we have the word serpent in English, serpiente, but it's not used very often. We use the word snake a lot more often. Okay, so why can't a snake rob a bank? Because they are unarmed. They're unarmed? No? No. Huh? Okay. All right. They're unarmed? This is an easy one, by the way. Born to Iron Man. This is the quote. Thank you so much, Born to Iron Man, for your help. Everybody is a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it is stupid. By Albert Einstein. Ahí lo tienes. Thank you. That's the stuff that doesn't distract me. That complements the show. So thank you. Oh, and you guys are liking the joke too. Wow. Two for two today. Okay, they're unarmed. This is an easy one. So arms, son brazos, no? But also arms are weapons. Mi arma. Right? Como se dice en Sevilla, mi arma. So they're unarmed, no tienen brazos, no tienen armas. Bueno, es una palabra que verás en la noticia bastante. The suspect was unarmed, right? The suspect was unarmed, no iba con brazos. Pero claro, como no, imagine that, an unarmed criminal. So he'd have to shoot you with his foot. Or with his mouth. Just imagine that. That's a good comic. The unarmed criminal. Oh, my God. All right. Bad joke. But hopefully you guys reviewed that word arm, a very basic word in English, has a couple different meanings. Born to Iron Man, brothers in arms. Qué temazo right there. Leonardo says, you are completely right. Thank you indeed. I also told my wife your kind advice yesterday. Well, it's not my advice. I'm just trying to... Because I'm very different than all of my friends, and I speak Spanish, but they're really good at math, la matemática. So even now in my life, I'm always, I say it because we have a tendency as humans to compare ourselves to our neighbors, to our friends, to our, but, and it's good because we want to be at the same level, you know? It's weird when you're single and all your friends are married, you know what I mean? That, at the same level like that, but we're not the same. We should all be good at different things, you know? So, did you like the joke? It wasn't that great. But you know what? I say we go to a party. Because I'm in kind of a party mood. Do you guys feel like partying? ¿Os apetece festejar? All right, well, let's do it. It's time for famous birthday trivia. Let's see if you know who our famous birthday boys and girls are on today's show. The first person was born in 1951. He's an English singer-songwriter, best known for his work with Whitesnake, a rock band that he founded in 1978. I remember playing that Whitesnake cassette, porque nosotros teníamos cassettes, tape or cassette, over. I think I wore it down. Yo creo que lo desgasté. El white snake. I mean, I loved it. Here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've... Oh, man, what a voice this guy has. And what a rockin' band, really. He was also the lead singer of Deep Purple. Are you serious? Smoke on the Water. Two of the most rockin' bands, at least IMO, in my opinion. That was from 1973 to 1976, okay? Those of you who are just giving me one name, sin ninguna frase en inglés ni nada, no te molestes. Seriously. Lorena, Alicia, it's not what I'm looking for. I don't want you to just give me names. I want you to say, it's tal, y ya es frase completa. Si no, no estás realmente practicando nada en inglés. Just saying. Lo digo así, you know, just... Because si me dices, you know, Bob Dylan, eso no es, esas dos palabras no me dicen que entiendes inglés, okay? O que sabes poner una frase. So, remember, if you're planning on doing one-word answers, you came to the wrong show. Maybe Tosh will let you do that, but not here. I want full sentences, or don't even bother, no te molestes. Okay, so Deep Purple, that's right, Deep Purple. I gotta say Whitesnake, man, at their peak, conocéis la palabra peak, ¿no? Lo vimos en el Homophones, en su apogeo, in their heyday, their peak. They sold their album, are you ready for this? Went 8 times platinum. 8 veces. Now, I don't know what that means, but I know going platinum itself once is mind-blowing. So if you go 8 times platinum, and some of my favorite songs, obviously, Here I Go Again on My Own. I also like, what's the other one I really enjoy? Is This Love That I'm Feeling? Is this the love that I've been searching for? And, of course, in the still of the night, I feel my heart beating heavy, telling me I gotta have more. Impossible to sing like this guy. And that's our birthday boy. If you don't know who it is now, I don't think you'll ever know who it is. Let's see who number two is. This person was born in 1961. She's an American actress, producer, and talk show host. Her last name is Cazar, o Caza. She's been in movies such as Rain Man. Rain Man? Today's name that movie? Yeah. Rain Man, Beethoven, Beethoven's Second, Las Películas del Perro, Beethoven, Jumanji, Jerry Maguire. Hey, she's in a lot of movies with Tom Cruise. Jerry Maguire, Rain Man. She was also in The Green Mile. Ooh, what a great movie. And she's done a lot of voice work. Okay, so what does that mean? She has voiced a lot of characters in Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Zootopia, to voice. Sé que conocéis voice como voz, pero to voice es darle vida, darle voz a un personaje también. Eso es lo bonito de inglés. Que, no sé, no hay que decir, he does the voice for, or she does the voice for tal cosa. Sería, she voices tal personaje. Es que el inglés a veces es muy directo. Y me encanta. I love that. I told you at the beginning of the show, I don't like to beat around the bush. All right, the last person. She loves rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. She loves rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. Probably the most rockin' female. There's a lot of rockin' females out there, but I think she is like top of the list. Nobody's more punk, more hardcore, such a bad girl. But then again, she's very clear. I've seen some interviews with her that's my stage persona. Like, I'm a very quiet, normal person. But when I get on stage, I let it all out. I let my hair down. And this person is awesome. She's got some classics. She was with the group The Runaways. And I saw her. I was lucky enough to see her on Broadway. I saw her in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And whoa, what a voice. She has a really distinct, raspy, kind of whiskey cigarette voice that a rocker should have. No, es voz de rockera total. And she's from Philadelphia. She's from Philly. And I've been a fan of hers since day one, since I discovered her music. I remember the video on MTV. I love rock and roll. Put another dime. And I just remember raising my fist in rebellion. like hell yeah. All right, well, guys, I don't see anybody who has figured them out yet, and we got to move on. So I'm going to give you guys our birthday boys and girls. Number one, David Coverdale from Whitesnake. Number two, Bonnie Hunt, actress and voiceover artist. And last but not least, Joan Jett. And as I said that, one of your fellow students got them as well. Give it up for Born to Iron Man. All right, and of course, we got to go do our Say What soundbite, and that was Joan Jett. That's right, it was an interview with birthday girl Joan Jett, and she says in this interview, she says they were asking her about fame. She got really, really famous, a girl from Philadelphia, you know, who just got out there and conquered the world. And so she says, so the money and things like that, dinero y cosas así, it's really not important. No, realmente no es importante. To me, she says, at all, en absoluto, you know? It's something I don't think about. Es algo en que no pienso. I'm not even really aware. No estoy ni consciente of that. The thing is, all I'm really conscious of doing our show. Lo único de que soy consciente is doing our show, haciendo nuestro bolo. And making people happy. So there you go, folks. It's Joan Jett. Now that you heard me say it, let's hear her say it. Her voice is a lot better than mine. Here we go.
So the money and things like that, it is really not important to me at all. You know, it's something I don't think about. I'm not really even aware of that thing. It's all I really am conscious of is doing our show. And making people happy.
There you go, folks. Joan Jett, the one and only, la mismísima. So here's my question. You guys know me pretty well. Do you think Joan Jett is going to be today's Name That Lyric? Well, let's find out.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name the lyric, name the lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. Name the lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name the lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And this is the last section. Giggler says, are we going to sing Here I Go Again? Well, we'll have to find out right now, won't we? All right. Some of you saying Joan Jett, but Giggler says, no, it's Whitesnake. All right. Well, let's find out. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't say it enough. For learning English with me, for laughing with me, and being my amigos here every day, and the best students a teacher could ever ask for. So thank you, not just for being great students, but for being amazing people. And let's see, let's celebrate with this song, which is just a beautiful song, in my opinion. Tenía que haber sabido mejor. Esto es una frase hecha. You should have known better. Or, en este caso, I should have known better. Hombre, deberías haber sabido eso, tío. You should have known better than to change a line. The wasted chance that I can... No es esa canción, so... Pero también dice, you should have known better than to let you go alone, que dejarte irte sola. It's times like these, son las veces como estas, that I can't make it on my own, que no puedo salir del paso solo. I can't make it on my own. Wasted days, sleepless nights, días malgastados... Y noches sin dormir. And I can't wait to see you again. Tengo muchas ganas de verte de nuevo. I find I spend my time. Noto que paso el tiempo. Waiting on your call. Esperando tu llamada. How can I tell you, babe? ¿Cómo te lo puedo decir, chica? My back's against the wall. Tengo la espada. La espalda contra la pared. Pero quería decir la espada, como en español, ¿no? My back's against the wall. I need you by my side. Te necesito a mi lado. To tell me it's all right. Because I don't think I can take it anymore. Creo que ya no puedo más. Is this love? ¿Es esto el amor? Because it's really got a hold on me. Eso lo sabéis, ¿no? If something has got a hold on you, te tiene controlado. That was in today's Double Trouble. Claro que lo sabéis. All right, well, guys, Is This Love by Aerosmith. Let's sing it together. You were almost right, Giggler. You were right with the band. Let's sing it. It's Is This Love. What a great song. Look up the lyrics. You can find them on Google. Is This Love by, iba a decir Aerosmith. ¿He dicho Aerosmith? Whitesnake. Ambos molen. It starts out as a ballad, and then it gets heavier. Y vaya voz. Voy a intentar. I'm going to go down a tone. Vosotros también, ¿eh? Aviso. Bring in the 80s. Que entren en los 80.
I should have known better than to let you go alone. It's times like these I can't make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights. And I can't wait to see you again. I finally spent my time waiting on your call. How can I tell you, babe, my back's against the wall. I need you by my side to tell me it's alright. Cause I don't think I can take it anymore. Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this the love that I've been searching for? Is this love?
Si aún andas con dudas, llámanos. Conoce tu nivel de inglés. 911-33-5833. ¿Estás preparado para el máster en inglés profesional? Llámanos y conoce tu nivel. 911-33-5833.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores a